to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai's Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Sairam, dear listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai Prashantiralayam, giving you live broadcast every Thursday in the Asia stream of Radio Sai. As the proceedings in the Sai Kulwant Hall have ended just now, it's now time for us to get back to the studios to continue with the evening session of this Thursday Live. And this is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh inviting you all to yet another new episode of the Radio Sai Vedam Tutor. Today, we will be having a beautiful talk by Shri Praveena, which he had delivered during the conference, the workshop that was held in Brindavan Whitefield by the Karnataka State Organization as a part of the Sri Satya Sai Veda Poshana. And the mantram that was taken up was Purusha Suktam. There were a lot of aspirants who were, and also gurus who were learning Vedam, especially the Purusha Suktam, during that particular session. And Shri Praveena had spoken about the nuances of Vedic chanting in daily life, and today we are going to listen to that particular enlightening talk by Shri G.R. Praveena. So over to Praveena sir without any further delay. Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram Swaminaha Pada Kamala Yogo Mama Pranamaha. Saram to all of you. Bhati sarveshu vedeshu, ratihi sarveshu jantushu, taranam sarvatirthanam, tena bharata mujjate, bharata. Bhati sarveshu vedeshu, India is shining, bharata, bharata is effulgent, shining, not because of any other reason, but because of Vedic wisdom. Bhati sarveshu vedeshu, ratihi sarveshu jantushu. People here, they see God in every being. Sarveshu jantushu. Charanam sarvatirthana. And we can see the sacred waters, sacred rivers flowing this sacred land of Bharat. Tena Bharata mucchate. That is the sacred land of Bharat. So this Bharat is sacred land, Tyaga Bhumi, Yoga Bhumi, because of, I feel it is Vedas, acting as a basis. Vyasa Maharshi Vedan Chaturbhage Vyabhajatah, E Rigvedah, Yajurvedah, Samavedah, Tatha Atharvana Vedah. So all these, each one of these Vedas are again classified into Brahmana, Aranyaka, Upanishad and Samhita. So our land, Bharat, is rich of this Vedic wisdom. We also have Upanishads, 1008 Upanishads, but we are of course left with 108 Upanishads, out of which 10 Upanishads, Isha, Kena, Kata, Prashna, Mundaka, Mandukya, Taittiriya, Aitiriya, Brihadaranyaka, Chandogya Upanishad became famous, Dasopanishad, because commentary was written by Adi Shankaracharya. We have even Puranas, Ashtadasha Puraneshu, Vyasasya Vachanadvayam, Swami often quoted. So all these Puranas we have originated in this land of Bharat. Brahma Purana, Padma Purana, Vishnu Purana, Shiva Purana, Narada, Bhagavata, Markandeya, Agni, Bhavishya, Brahma Vaivartva, Linga, Varaha, Skanda, Vamana, Matsya, Kurma, Garuda, Brahmanda, 18 Puranas. Sanat Kumara, Narasimha, Nandi, Shivadharma, Durvasa, Naradiya, Kapila, Manava, Ushanada, Brahmanda, Varuna, Kalika, Vasishta, Linga, Maheshwara, Samba, Parashara, Saura, Maricha, Bhargava, another 20 Upa Puranas. For all these Upa Puranas, Puranas, it is the Bharat which is the sacred land where it's originated. We have even all the Vedangas being studied here. And Shad Darshanas, Shiksha, Vyakarana, Chandas, Jyotisha, Kalpa, Nirukta, Sankhya, Yoga, Nyaya, Vaisheshika, Purva Mimamsa, Uttara Mimamsa, acting as a basis for the learning of these Vedic mantras. So Vedas, Ananto Vai Vedaha, Vedas full of knowledge, wisdom. So we are really fortunate, as Vedanta sir was telling, we are fortunate because we have an access to learn this Vedic mantras. What you don't find in Vedas cannot be seen anywhere. Any question that you have, any doubt that you have, for all these questions, all these doubts, Vedas give solutions, remedies. Kim Brahman, kaha Ishwara, ko Jivaha, ka Prakriti, ka Paramatma, ko Jivaha, ka Chandra, ka Surya, ka Jati, kim Karma, kim Akarma, kim Jnanam, kim Ajnanam, kim Sukham, kim Dukkham, ka Swargaha, ka Narakaha, ko Jivaha, ka Prakriti, kim Grahyam, kim Agrahyam. All these questions will find an answer in this Vedic text, Vedic wisdom. And we can see we have the responsibility of retaining, preserving this Vedic wisdom within us. Unfortunately, we have lost many of the Veda Shakhas, Vedic branches. Out of the 21 Sakala Shastra, Sakala Shakha of the Rig Veda, we are now left with just 3 Sakala Shakhas. And we have out of 15 Shakhas of Shukla Yajurveda, Vajasanayi, we are left with Kanva and Madhyandina Shakha. Out of 94 Shakhas, branches of Krishna Yajurveda, only the Taittiriya Shakha is fully available now. Out of 1000 Shakhas of Samaveda, only 2 to 3 Shakhas are left now. Out of so many Samhitas of Atharvana Veda, we are now left with Prashna, Mundaka, Mandukya, Tatvini and Rishimha Shakhas. What happened to remaining Shakhas branches? Such a vast wisdom, knowledge, treasure house of knowledge, where you have lost them. Yes, it has happened during the course of the time. But it's not, is it not our responsibility to ensure that at least we now preserve this knowledge now? That is the task which Swami himself has taken upon himself and given us chance to do this. But how this, during the ages, all these important mantras or the Vedic wisdom has come? There are different types or the methods of learning. Even from those days, 5,000 years back, even till today, all the intentions have remained intact. How it has been possible? The 5 different ways of the learning of the Vedic mantras. Samhita Pata, as all of you know, the plain chanting. Then Kramapata, Jatapata, Padapata, Ganapata. So you can see all these important 5 types of patas, lessons, have made us at least preserve the remaining Vedic text these days. And all of us know, in the Vedic chanting, intonations are very, very important. Udatta, Anudatta, Swarita, Dirga Swarita, and even Samaveda, can see the Pluta, Prachaya, all these important intonations are very, very important. In fact, the efficacy of Vedic chanting lies in the intonations. Very simple, as actually we are not supposed to refer to even the text initially while learning, or even otherwise also. Because Vedas have come through the generations only by hearing. Shritva Kritaita Shruti. Shruti, Amnaya, Trayi, Ityadi, Vedasya Anya Namani. So Shruti, Shritva Kritaita Shruti. So only by hearing these Vedic mantras have come through the generations. So no text was there earlier, only by hearing from the mouth of Guru into the ears of the Shishya. And these Vedic mantras have come like that. That's why no change regarding intonations. And the efficacy, the power of Vedic chanting lies in the intonations. We are not supposed to make mistakes. Of course, these days, Okay, with all our busy schedule, it's very, very difficult to sit such a long time, or spend long time learning Vedic mantras during those days, ancient times. 20 years must for a person, for a Vatu to learn Vedas, to be in the ashram of Guru and learn Vedas, only Vedas, and mastering all the Vedanga Shadarshanas. 12 years. But according to Sage Gautama, he has given another option. Those who are maintaining, okay, Devat, the Brahmacharya, they can stay in the ashram for 48 years learning Vedic mantras. That's for such a long time, they used to learn Vedic mantras, master these Vedic texts, and they receive all the knowledge contained in the Vedas. So that's how the Vedas have retained their intonations. Mantrahina swarato varnatova mithya prayukto natamartha maha sa vagvajro yajamanam hinasti yathendra shatru swarato paragat. Mantrahina swarato varnatova, mantra chanting swara or varna deficiency, natamartha maha, that meaning will not come. You can see here, it happened actually. There is a story in the Purana which says Indra shatru vardhasva, the demon, Tvasta, he performed a yajna, homa. Why? To get a son, or to come out a son from the Yajnakunda, who can go and kill Indra. So what happened? He summoned the Hrithiks and he chanted, he made them chant. What are the shloka, or what are the main theme of the, or the mantra that's being chanted? Indra Shatru Vardhasva. Indra Shatru Vardhasva. This is the way we are supposed to chant. Indra Shatru Vardhasva. Both Indra Shatru and Vardhasva, both carrying the swarita, upward intonation. But they made a mistake while chanting. Indra Shatru Vardhasva. They chanted this way, Indra Shatru Vardhasva. The whole meaning became topsy-turvy. Instead of he getting a son coming out of the Yajnakunda, that is Vritrasura, going and killing Indra, Indra came and killed Vritrasura. So meaning became topsy-turvy. So this is the efficacy of Vedic chanting and the importance of intonations. The intonations are very, very important. Mantra, and when you are supposed to chant, when you are chanting, chant with strength, chant with vigor, chant with force, manas. Mantraha, ma artat manas, tra artat trana. Manas tranam samayuktam mantram ityabhidhiyate. Tasmat manasa tranena cha mantram uccharaniyam. Manas, your full concentration, trana, the strength. Manas tranam samayuktam mantram ityabhidhiyate. So whenever we chant, we should ensure that we chant with full vigor, full strength, full concentration, so that that real vibration will generate out of us. And you can see these udata, anudata, swarita intonations. Apart from that, we have dirgha swarita. Na 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 antva na dirgha swarita. And in the even Samaveda, we have got the more than two double upward intonations. Pluta, etc., it may be from 3 to 11. Okay, during those days, they never used to have wash. Okay, like this. How long you are going to? They count by rotating the thumb. And that is the time taken to produce that particular duration of the elongation of the particular syllable. So that's how the intonations are very, very important. And you can see they carry the lot of weightage in the Vedic chanting. Of course, you may ask, even in the Vedic chanting, there may be different type of chanting, or even the different schools of chanting or practicing. Yes, they are there. In fact, we have a book called Shiksha Sangraha, which contains collection of 32 different system of Shiksha. Shiksha is the phonetics, the sound, origination of sound. And all these important different methods, it may be chanted in one place little differently, another place little differently, but remember, the method of chanting may be slightly different in terms of maybe the style and also the system, but in such case, meaning will not vary. particularly what we chant here, the Andhra Pata, Dravida Pata, and which are associated with particularly the Paniniya, this Shiksha, where we observe certain things. For example, even if you take the Purusha Suktam that we are going to take up today and we are going to try to make it perfect, there could be a little different variation. Why? You can find the Purusha Suktam occurring or existing in the Rig Veda, this little modification of the same mantra that occurs in the Atharvana Veda. Sahasra Shirsha Purusha Rig Veda, Atharvana Veda Sahasra Bahu Purusha. And similarly, the Purusha Suktam here, as we chant, Sabhumim Sarvato Vritva, which is a normal Rigvedic style of chanting, but in the Atharvana Veda, Sabhumim Sarvata Vritva. So this how little variation is there concerning its existence in different Vedas. And not merely that, we can see whatever the grammar that you can find in the Vedas, they are little different from the grammar that is associated with the classical Sanskrit today, the Vedic grammar and the classical grammar. Nobody can question what is contained in the Vedas and Vedic texts. Of course, both you can see in the Vedic mantras, all the Vedic mantras are written in certain meters, or the chandas, what you call, all the Vedic mantras. Of course, there are few mantras where you may not be even find the intonations. But in terms of the chandas, or the, what you can say, meter, you can find in almost all these Vedic mantras, but the chandas that we can find in the case of Vedas are slightly different. You find Ati chandas, Vishama Chandas, Sama Chandas, where the number of syllables in each verse having padas, maybe 3 pada, 4 pada, whatever it is, it will vary from 48 to 102 in the case of Vedic mantras. Rarely you can find in the case of this classical Sanskrit, where you can find the normal Trishtup Chandas, Anushtup Chandas, or Jagati, Prishni, Bhati, Pratishta, Pragada, Sankirna, which are commonly found in the Vedic text as well as even the classical Sanskrit. And even the Vishesha Visheshana that you can see in the Vedic text is much different. We cannot question them. For instance, Stuto Maya Varada Veda Mata Prachodayanti Pavane Dvijata. Here, it means Veda Mata Stuto Stutaha Galopasandhi Zertutaha Visa Galopasandhi. But actually, it is here giving as a Visheshana to Veda Mata. Veda Mata is a Strilinga, but Stutaha is a Pullinga. It's not correct actually to the according to the present classical Sanskrit, but Vedas say Stuto Maya Varada Vedamata Prachodyanti Pavane Vijata. But we cannot question them because such applications are called Ashta Prayoga, Chandasa Prayoga, that you can see only in the Vedas, and we cannot question them. What you can see in the Vedas, Vedic chanting, is merely the power of sound that is being generated, and efficacy, the power lies only in the intonations. In the very beginning, the Vedas started, there was no question of even Sanskrit script at all. In the very beginning, it was merely transferred by way of hearing and passed on the way of telling or teaching to the Shishya. There is no question of any script, written script. The earliest script, which is known to be Ninanya, a language where the Vedic mantras were first time written, and afterwards we also have the Brahmi language further went on where the Vedic script were written, and then another important language, mixture of Malayalam and Sanskrit, is called Manipravalam. Till the beginning of the 21st century, you could see many of the texts were written in this Manipravalam, where the mixture of Sanskrit and Malayalam do exist. But during those days, in the very beginning, there was no script at all. But only by way of Shrutva Krita Iti Shruti, only way of hearing, the mantras were transferred. That's why Sanskrit, of course, Swami has said, so Sanskrit is very, it's a Deva Bhasha. In fact, I remember one incident when I was sitting in the mandir and Swami came outside. I had written on a piece of paper a Sanskrit verse. Swami came straight from the interview room, and I was holding this paper to be shown to Swami, to be blessed by Swami. And Swami came straight to me and then took the paper, and then Swami apparently read like this. Then Swami asked me, which language? Then I said, Swami, Sanskrit. Then immediately one guest was there, that time Mr. S.B. Chavan, the Central Minister for Defense. And Swami is very happy, and immediately Swami pointed out to him, see, this boy was a student that time. Said, this boy has composed a sloka in Sanskrit. Okay, and then Swami kept quiet for a while and then said, Samskrita, Samskritamu, na shwasami. Sanskrit is very breath of mine. That is the importance, or also the significance of Sanskrit language. Nobody, no other certificates required. This is what Swami has breathed in, breathed out, Sanskrit language. And all these Vedic texts are written in Sanskrit language. And how fortunate are we to learn this Sanskrit language, have an access to Sanskrit language. We may not know even the meaning of some of the Vedic mantras. In fact, on one occasion, when Swami had called the students, Vedic students, Vedam group inside the interview room, and Swami told so many things about Vedas, and finally Swami said, asked, if you have any doubt, you can ask. One boy stood up and asked, Swami, we have been learning Vedic mantras, but Swami, we do not know the meaning of it. Please, what to do? Then Swami said, Bangaru, don't worry. You learn the meaning, that's important. However, first you learn Vedic mantras, master it. You learn it with dedication, you learn it with concentration, you get it. Okay, then gradually you'll get the meaning also. Swami gave the analogy. Swami said, when a patient goes to a doctor, okay, doctor sees all the symptoms, okay, and then gives the tablet or the drug medicine to him. And then he says, you'll become all right. But if the patient asks, doctor, I do not know the chemical formula of this particular drug, will the effect be there? Swami said, okay, you may not know the chemical formula of this drug, but you take the drug, yes, you'll become all right. So similarly, we may not know initially in the beginning the meaning of this Vedic mantras, but if you know the overall understanding, overall meaning, or at least what it talks about initially, yes, go ahead. Learn this Vedic mantras. Get acquainted with the Sanskrit script and make ourselves sanctified, because Sanskrit is such language which can really make us totally sanctified. And we can see the Vedic mantras even in the Pandis, that particular shakha or the Shiksha branch, he has mentioned the gunas and also the other shad gunas and also the shad doshas connected with the Vedic chanting. And you can see shad gunas, the chanter, when is supposed to be very good chanting. Firstly, the sweetness, then clarity of letters, then not splitting a word while chanting, then good swaras applications, and also next one is competent laya, and sixth one is courage and strength while chanting, shad doshas while chanting of a chanter. Singing of the hymn, instead of chanting, giving that musical touch, singing. And then, too fast while chanting. Can you be too fast? It may be a mistake. There is a particular matra. Each letter should be chanted in this particular matra duration. Eka matra, dvi matra. More than that or less than that, probably it's the wrong way of chanting. It's not correct. When you say Rama, Ra, two matra. But if you say one matra, Rama, it becomes stealing. So how can we chant with, maybe I'm chanting very fast Vedic mantra. Yes, the real benefit we may not get it. Similarly, shaking of head. Initially, yes, one may find very difficult. While chanting, it's very difficult to go because the Sanskrit is such a language, when you chant it, no, the whole body will be vibrated. And you can see all the parts of the body will be getting exercise. That's how it is different from other languages. and your health will be improving. This is what you have found out scientifically. And when you do so much, a lot of shaking will be there. But initially you may find difficult, shaking may be there, but gradually the shaking has to be totally stopped. Similarly, we have the reading of the Vedic mantras. That's where even initially you may find it difficult to get some of the text. But gradually, as I said, you be confident, don't try to see the book without seeing the book, chant. And similarly, we have even the other, become negligent in chanting. You should full force, with full power, you should chant. So all these important aspects are very important while chanting. You should note these things. So we can see, while chanting, the sweetness has to be added, not very tough chanting. Okay, initially you may find it a little difficult, but Sanskrit is such a language, sweetness is there. And Sanskrit is such a language, it is very rich language, Srimanta Bhasha. Even today you can see, the one word may have so many meanings. For example, pranava mantranam setuhu. Pranava is omkara. And this pranava, this is derived from the root word nu. Nu. How many meanings are there? Rakshana, gati, kanti, tripti, avagama, priti, pravesha, shavana, samisya, iccha, kirti, vyapti, alingana, dana, boga, himsa, vriddhi. All mean the same, root for the different meaning for the same root word nu. Similarly, you can see when you say the cow, in English only cow is cow only. But in Sanskrit, usra, agnya, usra, usriya, vata, shatari, go, dhenu, all mean the same, cow. If you want to say a tree is in front, dry tree is in front of you, what you say, dry shushkaha, tree vrikshaha, in the front agre tishtat, it is there. Shushko vrikshas tishtat agre, which means a dry tree is in front of you. But the same thing can be told in different way. Neerasa taruriva vilasati purataha. Shushka is neerasa, taru vriksha, vilasati stands there, purataha front. So shushko vrikshas tishtat agre is equal to neerasa. So this is the greatness of Sanskrit language. There is a pun, a sleshalankara. Yaf putana marana labdha kirtihi kakodaro nama vinita darpaha yashodaya lankrita kirti ravyat patiryadu nam athavara gunam. This particular shloka can be applied to Lord Sri Rama or Lord Krishna. By all depends upon how you split it. When you say yaf putana marana labdha kirti, putana, one has killed putana. But it's split different way. Yaf yaha puta nama rana labdha kirti, rane puta iti nama labdha kirti. In the particular battlefield, one has earned the name of puta, very sacred. Then kakodaro nama vinita darpaha, one has killed kakasura, applied for both. Yashodaya alankrita kirti ravyat, Yashodaya alankrita kirti ravyat, Yashoda, mother of Lord Krishna. But when you speak yashaha daya alankrita kirti, one who has been adorned with yashas and this kirti. So there are so many such this sleshalankara that you can see in the Sanskrit. It's beautiful, and we have an access to learn such Sanskrit. And when you're learning Vedic mantras, and it's our responsibility to ensure that we really take interest, make ourselves more sanctified, our lives. Vedaḥ na kevalam bharti samskritehe sanatana dharmasya cha moolam kintu sakala manavanam jivana vidhanasya charitrasya cha margadarshanam api kurvanti tasmadeva vaidika dharmam samrakshanaya veda parampara rakshanam asmakam adya kartavyam. So we have to safeguard, we have to preserve this Vedic knowledge, Vedic dharma. What for? To retain, to preserve the vast knowledge that is contained in Vedas. I'm sure Swami will help us in this endeavor, because Vedas are anantovai Vedaha. And you can see there's no question of any caste or creed or religion concerning Vedic knowledge. It's applied to, or anybody can learn this. That's why you can find even Allah Upanishad as a part of the Shakta Upanishad. Divyani datte datte divyani datte datta ilala ilale datte datta ilale ilale varuno varuno ilale ilale varuna ilam 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 ilale hukbar ilale huakbar ilale huakbar akbar usmiham akbar usmiham akbar usmiham. Allah Upanishad. So is it pertinent only to us? It's for all of us. Everybody can learn and everybody can enjoy. Everybody can be benefited out of this Vedic chanting. We only pray to Swami that Swami will give us the strength to learn and also make our lives totally sanctified by immersing in learning the Vedic knowledge.
What a beautiful exposition of the love for Sanskrit he has and the grandeur of Vedic literature and the Vedic learning. Thank you, Praveena sir, for your enlightening talk. And with this, we come to an end to this week's Radio Sai Vedam Tutor.